work. Then you make yodim, kvamam ches, a simon vav. Ein chiyuv simon chal, elim ken ochlo b'mokum kvua b'yachad. So the din of simon, like we saw before, is that really they're going to bench together. And Chazal said benching together requires that they ate together b'kviyas. So that requires before that they start together or they end together. It also requires that there's some element of bringing them together as a unit besides that. So they have to be makam kavua b'yachad, that they're kavei themselves and eat together. Avim hayo oichlin mefuzarim, if they were eating separately, so they're spread out, with the purpose of that being to give space, each person should really be eating by themselves. Even though they're eating the same food, eating at the same time, eating in the same building, since they weren't conveyed together. So we gave the example before. They're eating by the same table, so that's going to make them into a unit. Over here, each one's eating separately, each one's eating in their own place, so they're not mitzaref. The Gemara talks about a case where they were traveling and they stopped to eat. There wasn't a table there, but since they had set up and they were going to be stopping and eating together in this place, so that functions by the fact that they made a hazmonah that that's their plan, is to stop at a certain place and eat together. That will also join them together. So we're saying, but in a case where that the opposite is true, that they don't have a table which is bringing them together, and they had not done this act of being kaveya together, they were, so then the luck is that they're not mitzarv. So the Chayyarim says the following. So the common issue which they had, people were traveling, they would stop by these inns. So some of the inns belonged to Jews. Sometimes the inns belonged to non-Jews, but they were able to bring their own food inside and eat it. So they're eating in this building, in this inn, which belongs to a non-Jew. They're eating their own bread. So is that considered a kviyas when they're eating in that situation? Therefore, the minig is, the Ramah says, this is the source of the Ramah, that they would not be mezamen when they were in the base of a kechavim. They didn't feel settled there. They didn't feel it was a safe place. They were sort of like eating there and getting out of there as quickly as possible. So it wasn't really a kviyas. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings that the Achronim cholkim azeh. The Achronim disagree with this and say that that's not true. They sit down to have a meal together. The fact that they're in this house, but the Maisa, they're eating by the table together, and they're doing this with they want to be a unit. So they have a din of a unit. But the Magen Ram does say, in a case where it's clear that what they're doing is Derech HaRoy, so that's not called a kviyas. And in that situation, the best idea is to sort of spread out, that you don't get involved in any type of a suffix.
Okay.
Excuse me. Mikomakim im kavu atzmon ein nochen. So this is the idea which the Chacham says, but they should try not to be kaveya themselves, because it would not be proper not to be mezamen. So if they're kaveya themselves, that would not be proper to bench without a zimun. They should bench with a zimun. Now the question is that, what should you say? So the Ramah says that the second reason why they weren't conveyed together, because when they would be conveyed together, one person would say a birchus balabayas. Well, the balabayas over here was a goy. They didn't want to say the bracha for the goy. That the rachman yivarech balabayas says that the goy might figure out, be knowledgeable about what the Jews do, and the fact they didn't do it would be a sakana. So they tried to avoid the whole situation by not having a kviyas. That being said, there's a second issue that you're not supposed to give a non-Jew a present for no purpose. So giving him a bracha would be inappropriate. So what you should say is, so you add in B'nai Bris that the bracha is going for those which are the Jewish people which are there, not the non-Jewish people which are there. The Mishabur says nowadays we tend to make a kriyas and we bench. So, but you don't say you work while the bais is there. So what should you say? That you should, the lashon as you say is that alternatively, you could say Balabai says that, and instead of it referring to the owner of the house, it means the one who's providing the meal. It's going on the Balasuda. Okay, so now, let's say you're at a Jewish inn. So you should say, even though you're paying for the meal, that you should say Rachamon Hibarach is Balabais is that. The regards to the Birchus Arech, however, you do not add the Birchus Arech if you're paying for your meal. Have a good birthday.